The craziest thing happened to me this week where George Washington, a guest under the guise of George Washington, started commenting on what was stolen, like kind of a lot. And they were all in character posts. And I chumped myself because I messaged you saying I thought it was you pranking me. And then I messaged myself, like I messaged every top suspect that I thought they were George Washington. And now surely I've opened myself up to the possibility that everybody is going to start commenting on my fic as George Washington. But I was sure somebody was pranking me.
George Washington, count your fucking days.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking for you. I know you're pranking me, and I'm looking for you.
I need you to hop off my name, and I need you to reveal yourself. Your I'm about name. To send the internet to hunt you down.
I do earnestly want to put out the call. If you are George Washington and you're listening to this right now, know that I'm laughing, but I'm desperately curious why you're doing this to me.
If you even know who you think might be George Washington, please reach out to us.
Yes, contact us at the Chaotix Detective Agency. Our number is
555.
I was going to say 5552. 55569 Chow. I know that's not enough numbers for a phone number, but call it. Someone will answer. Welcome to The Bee and the Berry. I'm Bee.
And I'm Strawberry.
We are two Sonic fans here to shoot the shit, talk about fanfiction writing, and probably also talk a little bit about Sonic. This is a non-regular podcast. It'll happen when we feel like it. And it's just, we're just here to talk and have fun.
Yeah, just vibes. We're just being a little girly pop on Maine. That's all.
That's right. We're being little chow bells. We're being
angels of the island.
You know what they say. Gotta girl fast. And so that's what we're doing. Today we're here to talk about the questions that you guys sent in, which were mostly about fanfiction writing. And we could also talk about our fanfictions just a little bit before we get into that.
Yeah, sure.
But we're also here to talk about the man of the hour.
Shadowhead.
Wait, we should say it with more gusto because he deserves that.
Mm-hmm.
The man of the hour.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
I hope that made him proud. Do you have anything you want to say about that man? You're the one who has his hair.
Yes, I do.
You stole his look.
I did. I plagiarized it. I co-opted it.
Right.
I appropriated it. And I'll say it with my whole chest.
Right.
I am very stoked for what the Shadow campaign is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I mean, what we've seen so far looks really good.
That's what I was going to say. It's already incredible.
Yeah.
The art and the hype is real and alive.
Those wings. Oh, my God.
And the art, it's inspiring.
I kind of want the wings tattoo.
Whoa.
Like, if you got the wings, like, on like, your back. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The aesthetic is exactly. Off the charts. I mean, bottom line, I'm really excited for Sonic X Shadow Generations, aka
Sonado Generations.
They knew what they were doing.
Oh, absolutely. They said they wanted to control the search query.
That is so funny.
And I'm also just, I'm really just hyped for Sonic Movie 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go batshit crazy in that theater.
Me too. I really wish you were still living by me when that comes out. But maybe we'll happen to be near each other. But
maybe.
Wow. I hope we didn't say anything in that very tame opinion section that's going to get us sort of canceled by the fandom off the bat.
You know, I think we might be canceled anyway.
That's fine. If you have any...
Like, if you're going to cancel us, at least make it a show.
And if you have insults you want to hurl or complaints you want to lodge, please, of course, call the Chaotix Detective Agency at 555-69-CHOW.
Yes, that's 555-69-CHOW.
Which, now that I'm thinking about it, is enough numbers for Hi, This is the bee who's editing the podcast, just jumping in here to say, I'm wrong. It's not enough numbers for a phone number. And in fact, we went ahead and changed the Chaotix Detective Agency contact to 555-420-CHOW. But I'll let the bee who's recording the podcast explain ourselves best.
Oh my god.
Listen, I write fan fiction. I don't do math.
She said, I can't count.
I can't count. All right. Let's transition now into our fun time of questions. Straub, do you want to talk a little bit about just like what your main fan fiction is called and where people can find you on the internet and sort of like how deep you're into that?
Yeah, sure. So my main and my only fan fiction, as in this is my first fanfic, is Reaching New Heights, A Tales Adventure. Mm-hmm. You can find it on AO3 at the handle Regulated Strawberry. That is also how you can find my Tumblr, and my Twitter is just Regulated Straub.
Mm-hmm.
But the story takes place right after the events of Frontiers, and it follows Tails' journey as he decides to set off on his own independently from Sonic and his friends.
Wow.
But things just end up being a lot bigger than what they seem as he goes on his adventure. And I think one of the fun things about the story is that there's a bunch of different threads that maybe they'll come together at some point.
Maybe.
You'll have to see.
They might just stay separate from each other, though, too.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a world where they all come together.
Yeah.
Satisfyingly. And
no. I mean, it just depends on how I'm feeling in the moment.
Right. How many words are you at so far?
I'm at like 55.
Okay, I was going to say 50.
Yeah.
That is sizable.
It's sizable.
Many more to come, I think, for this fic in particular.
Yeah. What is your fic, B? I'm sure we've never heard of it before.
Oh my god. Okay, my fan fiction, the one I'm most well known for, I mean, you might have seen the stupid shit I wrote back when I was 16, but the one I'm most known for now is called... It feels so stupid to talk about.
Why?
I don't know. It's called What Was Stolen. Your elevator pitch was so good, but mine is just a medieval AU fantasy where they do everything in their power to, you know, not fall in love for as long as they possibly can. But it is a fic specifically written for a certain ship. Mm. You might have heard of it. It's kind of
Sonami.
It's a little known ship goes by the name of Sonami.
Sonami.
I don't know if you know them.
Yeah, they're really, like, it's a rare pair for sure.
Stupid.
We are so unserious.
So stupid. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I've been writing that in my head for, like, 8 years, and then on paper for, like, 2 years, and then it's been, you know, published over the course of the last year, so... I love it when a fic lives with you for a really long time.
Yeah, so you've been, like, slow roasting this.
Yeah, oh, know, yeah.
Like, pressure cooking.
That's a really good... Come on, writing? That's a great metaphor.
Is the pulled pork of fan fiction.
Pull up to my barbecue, have a delicious sandwich. Not you, because you can't have pork. Oh,
again. Did you dox my name?
Oh, such a shame. Bleep that out. Stupid. Oh my god. Okay. Pull up to my barbecue for a delicious medieval AU pulled pork sandwich, unless, of course, you're Straub. You're not invited.
Yeah.
Specifically because there's pork.
Yeah. The barbecue.
Yeah. That's B-E-E. Okay. God, I hope you're still having fun, listener. Let's just talk about it a little bit. We got some very generous questions from a few people who follow us.
Yeah, thank you to our Twitter questioners and our Tumblr questioners.
Yeah, so generous. Thank you for your engagement. So special.
Yeah.
I'll start. The first one comes from Macro. I should have written his handle. Okay, yes. At Macro Break on Twitter. Shout out. You're a genius. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this question is, how do you brainstorm the ideas for your writing?
I mean, the shower is a good place to start.
That's awesome. I love that for you. You were just telling me earlier today that you like to have conversations with yourself.
Yeah.
Is that part of it?
Yes.
You're talking about fan fiction things or writing things?
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, I don't know what happens in the shower that just makes me more productive. Maybe mm-hmm. it's the scalding hot water against my back.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I guess, like, the thing is, I'm a very, like, go with the flow type of person.
Oh,
so
yeah.
whenever an idea comes to me, I just make sure to write it down. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like I don't have, like, a set brainstorming ritual. Mm-hmm. I think it's more so, like, it's important to interact with, like, other media, like, that will eventually, like, inspire you, like, whether it be, like, other stories or even other, like, TV shows or games or what have you. Just trying to diversify that even, like, maybe outside of the fandom mm-hmm. that you're writing for, so that way you can just have a little more, like, in your palette to bounce mm-hmm. around with.
Right. Yes. To create, you must consume. I was gonna... Oh, where do you save all of your little bits and pieces that you think of? Do you just toss them in your notes app?
Yeah, well, like, in my big, like, Google Doc.
Wow. So yeah. You pop out of the shower and you head straight to the Google Doc.
Yes! And, like, so what funny. I do, it's, like, I will hold the thought in my mind. Yeah. I will say it out loud yes. as I come out of the shower and dry myself.
That is so funny. I love it.
What do you do?
Okay. I do most of my brainstorming. I just think. I just, like, think and think and think. And I do that mostly on my commute. I have a really, really long commute into the office. It's usually about an hour and a half both ways. And so I just, like, love to put on a playlist in the morning. And then I just, like, think of things and moments and bits of dialogue that I find evocative. And then I'll just toss it in my Twitter drafts. It's really more just pieces of dialogue or, like, images of scenes that I'm like, oh, I really want to remember that, and I want to make sure that happens because it was poignant in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And surely I can figure out a way to write it so it feels just as poignant on paper as it did when I thought of it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, when I'm brainstorming, when I actually get into the doc and start writing or plotting, I just am asking myself a series of questions mm-hmm. all the time. Like, if I get stuck in a scene, I'm like, okay, what is the point of this conversation? What do I want the reader to get out of this conversation? And if I can't answer that, I'll go somewhere else. I'll find a question that I can answer and come back to that one when I feel ready.
And also, what are the characters going to get out of the conversation?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like when you get stuck asking yourself the right question, which I think is the dramaturgical way of brainstorming. Why don't you ask the next question, seeing as this is from your bestie?
Yes. This is from my beloved beta reader, Woo. Melody. That is Frantic Melody on Tumblr and Melody Trans on Twitter. Melody asked, which character voices do you have the hardest time finding, and what do you do to refresh yourself on how to write certain characters? I should also say, like, Melody is a voice actress, and she's awesome.
Yeah.
So this question makes
sense. Oh, and Melody writes her own fics, too, mm-hmm. so check those out, of course.
Yes, you should.
We should have her as a guest.
Yes.
Melody, if you're listening, Melody, will you be a guest?
Yeah, but come, like, you have to come in character as Shadow the Hedgehog or Vector.
Or both, and switch between them. Thank you.
Yes. Honestly, I think the voices that were hardest for me when I've been writing were Amy and then Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because, like, Amy, I feel like, has had a number of different voices. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking, like, just about voice acting.
Right.
I'm talking about, like, how she's been characterized.
Yes.
My fic is very Frontiers based, mm-hmm. so I am looking to my source material for ways to guide her voicing. But I think part of the reason why she's been, like, a little bit tricky at first for me to navigate is because, like, it's the question of how does she navigate, like, the circumstances that she's in, like, when things don't feel hopeful. How does she continue to keep her head held high? Because mm-hmm. she cares so much about everybody, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But I also see it as, like, to a certain point, like, when you care so deeply about the people around you, how does it feel to see circumstances in which everyone is tested?
Yes.
You right. know, and even when you yourself may not have the answers.
Oh, I love her so much. I know. That's so funny. It didn't even occur to me that Amy would be a hard character for somebody to write, because she is my main character. I love her. I'll touch on Shadow a little bit more. Not that I don't feel confident writing his voice, just that I know that people have really, we've talked about this, people have really strong opinions about what they think he should do and what they think he should sound like, and that just intimidates me. Because mm-hmm. if people were to come be mean to me, I would crumble like a yeah. house of cards.
Yeah.
So, like, it's nice for me, because my main fan fiction is a medieval AU, and I'm playing on a lot of tropes. So when I sort of wonder, like, what would Shadow say, what would Shadow do? Well, the archetype he is fulfilling in my fanfiction is a broody knight. And so I want to, you know, I can take that trope and subvert it in ways I feel lean towards his character. I can take that trope and embrace it in ways that I feel lean towards his character. So there is a baseline I'm playing with, both Shadow and the archetype of knight, that make it a little easier for me to find what he does, but he does disappear for a really long time in my fic, out of plot necessity, but also because it was my first big fic, and I thought, let's try him in small doses. Mm-hmm. And now that I have written him, I feel more confident about it. And I also feel more confident saying, like, well, if you don't think he would say that, that's fine, because it's not canon, it's fan fiction, and I wrote it for fun.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you did do him really well, though.
Thank you.
In, like, the pieces that I've, you know, seen him.
That's so nice.
Yeah, like, Shadow is also hard, and I like Shadow a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, Shadow is, like, intimidating. And I knew I wanted him in my fic, mm-hmm. but I also was trying to be very deliberate about how I introduce my characters, because one of the things that I don't want to do is to introduce characters without purpose.
Yes.
Yes. So I had to give Shadow a purpose, and actually how I had to learn to write him is that I watched all, like, Shadow's campaign in Sonic 06.
Wow. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That's good. Honestly, he's so funny in 06, especially because you're writing a Tails fic. Like, I really want you to address him, you know, kicking Tails into the portal. In your fic, like, I want, because it's about Tails, like, I really want them to talk about what happened in that moment when he just shunted Tails.
I don't think Tails remembers that instance.
Damn.
But I do want to address kind of the hostility.
It's so funny.
Yeah, but, like, the thing about Shadow, from what I gather, and I'm saying that to protect myself,
right.
Is that,
in our opinion,
is that he is the type of person who thinks very deeply about the greater good in some ways, mm-hmm. but I think to the point where, like, it's either, like, you're with me or you're not, mm-hmm. and that's okay, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, that can kind of play a little bit into, like, the anti-hero of, yes. like, his character, because, like,
yes.
he may not come off, like, the nicest, but, like, you know, he does care, but he just doesn't, like, express it, or, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, he's not gonna let anyone get hurt, but he's also, like, okay, well, if I know you can fend for yourself, then you're fine.
Right. Ugh, now we're just talking about Shadow, but how can we not?
Yeah.
He's also a fun character. Sorry, one more Shadow point. He's a really fun character because I have a few different AUs planned and ideas for the next few things I want to write. And depending on what you're writing and, like, from whose perspective you're writing from, he can really fill, like, a lot of holes story-wise. Like, in this one, he's sort of an anti-hero, like, teetering on the line between, like, do I abandon Amy or do I come, like, where do my morals lie? Where does my loyalty lie? Like, very conflicted, but ultimately honorable my next one, well, maybe my next one, but one of the ones I want to do, I feel very excited to be leaning into the, like, villain side of him, because he does have the capacity to be a villain in him, and he would be great in that role and just as compelling. So yes. I'm excited to, like, there's so many facets to him that really work in a lot of different ways.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Melody, for the question. Thank you. Okay, next we have an anonymous one from Tumblr. If this is you, thank you. Do you have any possibly weird rituals before starting a writing session, or when the motivation hits, it just hits? Well, we know that you'd be doing your thinking in a scalding shower.
Yeah.
You got your Google Doc open in the shower.
Yeah. No, I think, like, I don't know. I just write on my bed, like, in the evening.
Do you write on your phone or on a laptop?
I used to write on my phone when I was starting out, but...
Makes me want to barf.
I know.
I just can't.
I was in the trenches at that point. No, I do write on my laptop, but, like, my inspiration or my motivation really just kind of hits when it hits. So, I don't know. I don't have, like, a set, like... ritual per se.
Do you write in, like, big chunks, like you sit down and you'll do an hour at a time, or you, like, just type out 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there?
Yeah, okay. Very 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is so different from me. You're two, you know, two girls from different worlds.
Yeah.
But we're when the same.
When worlds collide.
Oh, stupid.
Oh my god.
And you have said before that you only listen to music without lyrics when you write, right?
Yeah. And it, even then, like, I rarely listen to music at all when I write.
You do it in the dead-ass silent?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I guess.
That's fucked, dude.
I know. Listening to music is an active activity for me.
Right.
Because I am a musician.
That's
and
true.
And I care very deeply about, like, taking in the music whatnot. And so it's just, it only serves to distract me when I'm trying to write.
Thank you so much for checking me on my prejudice. You're right. I should have considered your background.
I know.
To me, it's crazy that you wouldn't listen to music, but you actually went to school to listen to and write and analyze music.
Yes. So
it makes a lot of sense that you wouldn't be able to do both.
I'm so glad that... you have opened your perspective on this.
I was wrong, and I'm able to admit that.
Yeah. You know, and I'm glad you're holding yourself accountable.
I am, and I'm going to do the work to be better in the future. For me, I do have an optimal working condition. I don't have a ritual per se, but I will be a more effective writer if I am in a coffee shop environment.
So it's like your Goldilocks zone.
Yeah, pretty much. It is just right in that way. I can do it at home. I can do it at work even if I have the time. But it's a habit I developed in college that I just can't crack, because a lot of what I do is sitting down for hours at a time and reading scripts and taking notes and researching, just like a lot of quiet digging. And I just do that better in an environment that feels a little separate from the place where I rest and is also full of other people sort of going about their activities in their lives.
So you need the external validation of other people.
Right, that we're all presence. Working. Yeah.
What if somebody looked over your shoulder and they read your fic? Oh
my god, I'd be embarrassed. Not because I'm ashamed of what I do, just because,
you
like,
are.
It's silly. No, I'm not ashamed. It's just I recognize that, like, it's silly.
Be who you are.
I am. I was much more ashamed of it in high school, okay? We've come a long, long way. So yes, I must be in a coffee shop just because I like all the little worker bees in the hive doing things around me. And then I simply must have music. And I prefer with lyrics, and I prefer a character playlist. So I have a million playlists, and I'm always listening to music all the time. Thanks, Anonymous.
Thank you.
Great question.
All right. This next one is from Chaos Calls Dummies on Tumblr. And the question is, how long did it take for you to organize the plot points of What Was Stolen?
Of our fix. Turning this into a question for both of us. Great question, Chaos Calls Dummies. How long? I suppose 8 years.
Yeah. I don't know. Here's the thing. I literally started writing my fic a year ago.
Yes.
So.
And we should note, this is another thing that's different about the way you and I write and the way we plot, is that you technically don't really have an outline for the ending of your fic, right?
No.
Like, you don't, you technically don't, quote unquote, plot.
No.
In sort of the traditional sense.
I have, like, a lore Bible.
Yeah, and that's great.
Yeah.
That's
great. So, like, I have certain aspects of my fic that are planned, but for me, I've kind of just been, like, going off of Red Bull and vibes. And also, I don't write in chronological order.
Strav, you are such an enigma to me. I can't comprehend. This is just what makes us different.
I know.
I cannot write out of chronological order for the life of me.
Again, the how I've been able to make it this far is by going, what are character motivations? And I really just work off of that.
Oh my god.
Wow. Things kind of come to me. I might know, like, what happens the chapter after. Mm-hmm. And I have, like, a general idea of, like, okay, this is what needs to happen. But then it's like, okay, like, how do I break up this scene into all the beats and everything? And I know that I want one beat to happen, but then I have to figure out how to string it. And so then I have to say, okay, well, like, what do these characters want and what are they going to do in order to lead up to this thing? Mm-hmm. So I might write one paragraph here and then another paragraph, like, above it. And then I just have to kind of, like, fill it in.
That is crazy pants to
yeah,
me.
Like, I can't tell you, like, I think B gets stressed out for me.
I do. I'm like, what's your game plan, though? Not even that I have a really tight structure. I don't. I don't outline in the traditional way either. But I do know every major thing that we have to hit until the very end. And I will always find moments that I have to go back and add in, which I'm happy to do, but I need to know where I'm going. Otherwise, just in terms of how I work, I will peter out. The motivation to continue doing something when I don't know where it's going or if I'm going to enjoy where it's going, I can't commit to it.
I will say, I do know what the end of my fic is going to be.
Oh, good.
So,
breaking news!
Yeah.
Wait. What? Good morning, Emerald Coast. Good morning, Emerald Coast. Freaking news. Strob knows how the fic is gonna end.
Yeah.
For me, again, plotting is a series of questions. So the seed of what was stolen, which this is embarrassing for me to admit. I'm a feminist, I promise.
No, I thought that that was...
Was. I would love it if Amy was a princess and Sonic was a thief and he kidnapped her.
Damn.
That sounds fun in terms of like a romance trope. And then after that, the thought was, that simply can't be it. Mm-hmm. And so the question was, who is the main character and what's actually happening? And I thought, if this is going to be the main, you know, the thing that sparks me to write the fic, the main character has to be Amy. One, because I like living in her head more. I think she's just a more compelling character to write. And two, we have to make her plight something very powerful to counteract this distinctly, like, disempowering romance trope. I also wrote the majority of my fan fiction before I started publishing it. No. So the other thing that happened is, I thought I had all my plot points. I started writing it. I got to chapter 7, realized I was missing a big obstacle, and was able to go back and do a rewrite and put that in. So, but I just have to write chronologically. I have to give myself time to write it all out before I start publishing. And that's what enables me to sort of go back and plot as I realize, you know, there's a hole that needs
filling. I think, like, I don't know. I don't know why I write the way I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think the conversation of Tails, like, kind of going out on his own, but also being as young as he is.
Yes.
I think there is a conversation about, like, how does he handle his perception and how he has been perceived. Like, he's basically been in proximity to Sonic for so much of his life, and with his friends, and what does that mean for him to, like, come into his own and, like, create his own identity as a hero, because he is very concerned about, like, not being burdensome to his friends, mm-hmm. and pulling his own weight. But how does, like, a character as young as he is, like, how would he be able to, like, navigate that without mm-hmm. swinging very far in the other direction?
It's a great character question.
Yeah. But that's thank so you, Chaos Calls Dummies.
Yeah, that was fun to answer. I hope that was helpful.
Yeah.
Or interesting or something. Next one. From Anonymous, also Anonymous on Tumblr, if this is you and you're listening, thank you. What was the canon event that made you start writing the fic?
Another fun fact is that Sonic Frontiers is the first Sonic game that I've played and completed.
Wow.
Yes.
You must have told me that before, but it only re-registered right now.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's kind of odd. I feel like within the past few years, Sonic has kind of been in proximity to, like, these major, like, life-changing events that I've had. So I, like, watched, like, Sonic, like, the first Sonic movie in theaters just because I thought it was fun, but I was not in the fandom. And then the thing is, I saw Sonic Movie 2. That was a period of time in my life when my grandpa was very, very sick, and he passed away a week later. Like, that was just, like, a little refuge for me.
Ugh.
But I started writing the fic right when, like, my mom and I had to move. That's how I started writing at 2 a.m. on my phone.
Stress.
Yeah, like, stress literally, writing. Like, stress writing, because I had to pack up my whole house and everything.
That is so real.
So there is, like, a sense of, like, it's very, like, cathartic to be able to, like, pour myself into fandom again.
Oh, man.
And, like, fan to share that. Fan
content is so special. That's my version of the story, too. But I started writing in high school because I was, like, lonely. And the canon event that actually got me writing when I was in high school was Sonic Boom. Because it's a, you know, it's a Sonic world where, like, the crumbs, the Sonami crumbs, you know, they were delicious.
This wall tastes like dirt.
The ball crumbs, the crumbs of the wall, they tasted like dirt.
Yeah.
But the first Sonic movie came out, and it was COVID. And I was like, oh, man, I forgot how much I love this guy. Like, I just love him. I mean, the Sonic movies are a whole other monster, but goddamn, did I have fun watching that film. And then Twitter recommended to me some of the people who I used to hang out with in high school. And I realized that people were still online and, like, in the fandom. So I started messaging people. I was like, hey, I know it's been a while. Sorry I dropped off the face of the earth. It's so nice to see you again. And I just, like, saw people were still creating content. I got really inspired. I started writing What Was Stolen just for me, because I had started it when I was in high school and abandoned it because I was 16 and I didn't have the bandwidth for this story. Mm. And I was like, you know what? It'd be really nice if I did this. I did it well, and I finished it. Like, I would love to do that for essentially my inner child. It was in conjunction with big Sonic drops because I just got so excited. My love for the fandom was reignited. And yeah. I just, as an adult, I'm able to engage in it more holistically.
Mm-hmm. No, I think, like, yeah, engaging in fandom as an adult versus in, like, as a teenager is so, like, different.
Yeah, it sure is. We should do an episode just about that.
Yeah.
Because we both did that.
Mm-hmm.
Engage as a teenager and then again as an adult.
For sure. Thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you.
The next question is also an anonymous person on Tumblr. So if this is you, thank you very much.
We should start calling Tumblr Anons George Washington.
Yeah. George Washington, if you're here.
Tell me who you are.
The question is, what is your least favorite aspect of writing, such as description, dialogue, or structure, and why?
Yeah, I have a shallow answer.
That's okay.
It's plot. I got specifically to the chapter where I had to write, like, I had to set up that Blaze was a blacksmith because I knew she was eventually going to be in charge of making Amy's armor. And I was like, God, why do I have to spend so much time writing this conversation where I establish Blaze as a blacksmith when I just want to get to, like, the breakout and the moment I know that's coming mm-hmm. where she gets sick. And then they have these really nice conversations in her room in front of the fireplace where they get to know. I was like, why do I have to spend time writing the plot?
Well, I feel like that's, like, setup specifically.
Yeah, it definitely is. Also, it's hard to write setup that feels interesting and intriguing instead of just, like, exposition, instead of, like, just purely expositional.
I'd say, for me, like, my least favorite thing to write sometimes is, like, arguments or points of very strong tension just because I'm very concerned about balancing them. Mm. I feel, like, pretty confident with, like, the comedic moments in my fic because I feel like those land well, you know? Like, I had a lot of fun writing the chaotics coming in.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember specifically it was, like, a point of tension between Sonic and Knuckles. Mm. And what's difficult about that is, like, you don't want the argument to be melodramatic.
Right.
Especially because for me, like, I am, like, I'm basically writing a canon-compliant fic.
Right.
And so I'm like, I don't want this to be, like, too outside of, like, the established world.
Right.
But at the same time, I want to show and, like, the readers that the stakes are higher and that, like, this is also, like, a moment of vulnerability for Sonic, for him to admit that, like, this thing that I fought, like, the possibility that he didn't win or that it wasn't completely gone, that would really haunt him because he cares so deeply about his friends.
Straub and I both wrote questions for each other, and we kind of answered mine because somebody else asked it. Shout out. Straub, do you want to ask your question?
Yeah, so my question is, what is more difficult, developing your story beats or finding the words to write them?
It's a really good question. Did you write it with one answer in mind for yourself?
I feel like, yeah, like, I have a harder time finding the words. I don't know, prose is hard sometimes.
Prose is hard. Prose is really hard.
Yeah, I was actually talking to my friend, who we used to, like, do role play stuff together back in high school. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's gotten really into poetry. And so part of me has, like, thought, like, okay, you know what? I could stand to read a little more poetry just to work on creating imagery.
100%.
You know, I feel like one of the weaknesses in my writing is that I tend to be pretty literal when I describe things, and I could stand to be a little more metaphorical in some places.
That's real. I think it's a bit of both for me. Sometimes I find plotting a little monotonous, and when I get stuck, like, if I ask myself a question that I don't have an answer to, it can really stop me in my tracks, and, like, progress stops. I also don't like doing plotting in 15-minute intervals. Like, if I don't have the time to sit down for an hour and really think through some of the harder questions I have, I just don't do it.
I mean, I'll, like, think about my plot stuff, like, if I'm doing other things. So, like, it's not that, like, I do 15 minutes and then, like, my mind is completely switched elsewhere. It's just that I can't, like, sit and stare at the document for an hour straight and, like, be, like, productive in that sense.
Right.
But I also have my beta reader that I bounce things off of sometimes.
Yeah. I am my own beta reader.
The thing about my beta reader is that she, and shout out to Melody for this, Melody is so fucking good at, like, Sonic lore.
Yeah.
And so sometimes she'll just, like, message me something, and then I immediately get inspired.
Ugh. Wow. Beautiful. Yes. This is a Melody shout out podcast. Welcome to the Melody fan podcast.
The Melody fan podcast.
I will say about, prose and writing, when I do the, like, first draft of my chapter, my prose tends to start pretty literal. because I'm just laying out what happens in the scene. And then I go back and I read, like, okay, we need a moment in Amy's head here. And that can get a little bit more, you know, illustrative. And then we need, you know, I lost the plot on, like, the sensation of the world around her. And I need a reminder of where she is in the actual room. So my prose tends to start literal, too. I just find it easier to, like, bang it out versus plotting. I have to sit down and think about things. But it is a balance. Depends. Mm. It depends on which parts I'm writing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all the questions we had. If you're still here and listening, thank you so much. I hope you had a good time, and I hope this was illustrative in some form or fashion.
Yeah, no, thanks for listening to Two Bitches Talk.
Yeah. Once again, this is an irregularly released podcast. Who knows when the next one will come, but when it does, I hope you listen.
Yeah.
And if you have something you want us to talk about in, you know, one of these little podcasts, feel free to hit either of us up. Yeah.
Yeah, just bother us.
Bother us. We're just humans.
Yeah.
We have like 12 followers each, you know? Like, we'll have the space.
Yeah.
And, of course, as we always say here at The Bee and the Berry,
it may not be canon, but it is correct.
Bye!